Good morning, class. Welcome to today's e-learning. This is Amaka Emeka Mrs., your computer and data processing teacher. And this class is basically for SS2. We shall be looking at computer virus. We have heard of virus so much, even in this season, is coronavirus, is HIV virus, is a Lassa fever virus, is computer virus. What is virus? A virus is a submicroscopic infectious agent that replicates only inside the living cells of an organism. But in this context, we shall be looking at computer virus. What is computer virus? A computer virus is a program or piece of code that is loaded onto your computer without your knowledge and run against your wishes. A computer virus is a program or piece of code that is loaded onto your computer without your knowledge and runs against your wishes. Viruses can also replicate themselves. All computer viruses are man-made. Computer viruses can often be spread by attachments in emails, email messages, or instant messaging message. That is why it is essential that you never open email attachment unless you know who it is from and you are expecting it. Viruses can be disguised as an attachment of funny images, greeting cards, audio, video files. Computer viruses can also spread through downloads on the internet. They can be hidden in illicit softwares or other files or programs you might download. So you must be careful when downloading. Now let us look at common types of viruses. Common types of computer viruses. We have resident virus. This type of virus is a permanent which dwells in the RAM memory. Remember, RAM stands for what? Random access memory. Again, random access memory. From there, it can overcome and interrupt all of the operations executed by the system. The next one, we have an overwrite virus. Virus of this kind is characterized by the fact that it deletes the information contained in the files that it infects, rendering them partially or totally useless once they have been infected. The next one, we have boot virus. This type of virus affects the boot sector of a hard disk. This is a crucial part of a disk in which information on the disk itself is stored together with a program that makes it possible to boot, that is to start the computer. And remember, the hard disk, when infected, is more or less that the system is infected because it cannot start up. We have the next one, macro virus. Macro virus infect files that are created using certain applications or programs that contains macros. The next one, we have network virus. Network virus rapidly spread through a LAN. LAN stands for local area network, and sometimes throughout the internet. Generally, network viruses multiply through shares of resources, shared drives and folders, share your flash drive and the CD drives. We have other viruses like macros, polymorphic virus, program viruses. All these are different types of viruses we have. And now we shall be looking at how to prevent our systems from getting infected. How do we prevent our systems from getting infected? Just like now, you don't go out without your nose mask. You wash your hands, you sanitize your hands, you don't go to public places, you even watch around, you maintain social distancing. All these are to do what? To prevent you getting infected with coronavirus. So also, you have to prevent your computer from getting infected. And what are the things you do to do that? I give you a few tips on this. Do not open any files attached to an email from an unknown source. Do not open any files attached to an email from an unknown source. Again, do not open any file attached to an email unless you know what it is. Even if it appears to come from your friend or someone you know, do not open. Some viruses can replicate themselves and spread through email. Better be safe than sorry, and confirm that they are really sent to you. Again, delete any chain email or junk emails. Junk email, we call them spam mails. They are all solicited messages that you see on your email. Anytime you open, you see this, you see. Don't dare open them. Exercise caution when downloading files from the internet. Ensure that the source is a legitimate and a reputable one. Exercise caution when downloading files from the internet. Ensure that the source is a legitimate and a reputable one. Update your antivirus software regularly. I said what? Update your antivirus software regularly. Do not go to roadside CD sellers, buy antivirus CD there, 200. No. You have to download from the internet so that you make sure it is up to date. Update your what? Your antivirus software regularly. Again, very important, back up your files on a regular basis. Back up your files on a regular basis. If a virus destroys your files, at least you can replace them with the one you back up. Remember, you can use your flash drive, you can use your CD, you can as well cloud them, you can send them on your email. There are a lot of ways you can back up your important files. When in doubt of any site, do not visit, do not open, do not download. Do not download. Check the vendors for updates so that you don't download virus inside your or into your system. Be careful when searching on the internet. The link that can come up from your search engine may contain a virus. Due to popularity of a social networking website such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, make sure your system runs on antivirus, because these are the best or these are the easiest way one can get contaminated. The last but not the least, if you see any suspicious pop-up appears on your screen, do not click. If you see any suspicious pop-up appears on your screen, do not click. If you do, it is likely going to infect your computer. Instead, follow your keyboard command and then do your download. I leave you here. In our next class, we are going to be looking at on how to open or create an email address. Very, very important is going to be visual class. So make sure you are present. Thank you.